We had a great week of VBS this past week. Just finished up. I wanted the Legos to be on stage this morning because today's lesson, we're going to talk about fitting in to the church. But at the end of service today, after the Shepherd's Prayer, we'll have a video. It's about 8.5 minutes long of this past week of VBS, so I think you'll enjoy that. Really want to thank David and Carol Basu again for all the work they put into VBS and the leadership they provide. It is a major event, and it takes a lot to pull it off. And so thank you, David and Carol. I know Jessica gave a lot of time to VBS this year. Our station leaders are everything from registration to our youngest group had a program of their own. There are so many that did something for our VBS this year. So just real quick, I'd like you to stand if you had some part in VBS working with putting it on this week. If you'll just stand for a minute. It takes a lot. And thank you. Thank you. It takes a lot to do what we did last week. But, you know, from last week's sermon, I wanted to remind us of how important it is and what it is we did this past week for God. And that is we planted seeds. We invested in our young people. We had really a great number that came throughout the week. We were pushing 90 through the week with the number of young people, just children, and most of them from the community. And so we give God the glory. Please continue to pray for what happened, all the things that took place. You know, one of the kind of a byproduct or something I think it was really important that happens during a week like VBS, and that is in particular on Thursday night when we had hot dogs and we had the event outside. You have parents who come for that night, and they came during the week too. But VBS allows us to interact with some parents that we know. We know maybe because they grew up here. And they may not be in church right now, but they were here for VBS. It puts us in contact with some people that maybe they're not walking really well with God right now, but we were able to be around them and to hopefully show them a smiling and welcoming face, making sure they know that we want them here. And so it was a great week. It's important that we fit together as a church. Each one of us is a piece. If you're a member of God's church, you're a piece, and each member is important. I want us to look at four different ways it's important to fit in, and one is worship. Right now, what we've been doing. Everyone is important here when we worship God together. We have first-time visitors who come almost every week. Almost every week we have someone who, you know, it's your first time here with us. And that means a lot to us. It means a lot to us, partly because we pray for that. We pray for God to send us people. It means a lot because that's how we grow. It tells us that you're seeking God and you've chosen this day to seek Him with us. And it is a major thing to us. We have repeat visitors. You've been coming for a while. You continue to come. You being here is important to us. We have new members. New members are very important to us. We'll just do hands. I'll save your legs. Everyone raise your hand for a second. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Maybe I said that wrong. If you were not here 5 years ago, if you've come since the past 5 years, put your hand down. If you were not here 5 years ago, look around for a minute. Okay, thank you. Some of you had to think. Sorry, we had to calculate a little bit. That's okay. Put your hands down. Thank you. I just wanted you to see, you may not realize, that the leadership realizes, we know who's who and details like this, but I wanted you to realize how many new people are here. If you're new, you're so important because if you weren't here, if we don't continually have new people, then we decline as a congregation. If you are a returning member, we have members who've come back. We always love seeing faces that we haven't seen in a while. for whatever reason, and a face returns. When I first came here, when we came in 99, one of the young people in the youth group was Natasha. And I knew Natasha, and I knew her grandparents. I knew Homer and Etta, Roy and Pat. I didn't know Jay, because Jay wasn't here at that time. And I knew who Jay was, but I didn't know him. I knew his mother wrote on her card every Sunday under prayer request, Jay and Cindy, Jay Thompson, Jay Thompson, Jay Thompson. And then Jay comes back, and we love it. And I got to know Jay. He wanted me to mention, I think this is so important. He said, be sure and tell them that a big reason why he came back was his parents, Cindy's parents, they never gave up. They never gave up on him. And I want to say that if you have come back, you need to know how much joy that puts in our heart, because we're a family. And so when someone comes back, a family member has returned. Members who are always, always here, you're important. In this service, every person in a pew is important. Many of you were here before 5 years, going back further than that, and you remember times when we would have 130 in here, or 140, or 150. There's a difference between 150 people in here worshiping God and 220. There's a difference between 220 and 290. And those two numbers, 220, 290, is about our range now. It makes a difference that you're here. You fit into this congregation when we worship, and that's important. Scripture tells us in Ephesians 5:19, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. So we have a part here, make music in your heart. This is our worship to God, but we have a part, the first part, speak to one another. When we sing, we're singing to one another, and it matters that you're here. It matters that you sing. You may not have the best voice. You may be afraid, I'm not sure I know this song. Sing out. Sing, because it matters. We hear each other, and it lifts us up. Everyone here is uniquely positioned to spur someone on or encourage someone. And when you're here, you're able to do that with someone else. There are a couple people here. One's pretty new. One's been here a while and is an older member. And, you know, recently I see these two interact, and I love it because I realize this older one, this one that they're encouraging, they are the perfect one to do it. They're the perfect one to encourage. They may be the only one who can really encourage like they can. And I want to point out that each one of us here, there's, you know, come here for a little while and you'll know someone. And that'll be someone that you can encourage that maybe no one else can quite like you can. And so we're here to encourage each other. We're here to spur one another on. It matters that we fit in class. And this may be something we don't think about, but there's a proverb, as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. It matters that we fit in class. And class is important to us. And so we have made sure that we have a class, we think, for everyone. We have a class for all ages of children, from birth all the way up through the youth group, all ages of children. If your teenager doesn't connect well with the youth group, I would ask you, are you making sure they're in class with the youth group? Youth group meets Sunday morning for class, Wednesday night for class. They meet Sunday nights for small group. They have other activities. And if your teenager doesn't connect with the youth group, are you making sure they're with the youth group? Imagine if your kid was on a baseball team or a softball team, And the team had three practices a week and a game every weekend. And you made sure your kid was there for one practice. Maybe the next week, nope, one game. You know, one time a week, you made sure your kid was there. And they come home, you know, at some point and say, you know, Mom, I just feel like I don't fit into this team. I mean, we would understand why. You're only there one out of four times. If you want your teenager to connect with the youth group, get them there. If you want them to connect with young people their age in church, have them in class. That's important to us. We have a college young professional class on Sunday mornings. We have a growing young families class for younger families on Sunday mornings. We have a class, if you're an adult and you wish, I wish we had a class for adults who just don't know that much about the Bible. I don't understand a lot about the Bible. I wish there was a class that was just really basic about the Bible. We have that. It's called Bible 101. We have a class for adults that's very basic regarding the Bible. We have a class across the street on Sunday mornings and a class in the fellowship room that's a mixture. Since I'm older, I can say a mixture of ages. It's mostly older because I know I'm older now. If you're in your 20s, it's a mostly older class, all right? Across the street, here in the fellowship room. We want to have a class so that everyone can come and fit into class. It's important for our children. It's important that we learn. If I ask the question, how much do you know about this book, about the Bible? Bible class is where we really learn about this. We learn in the sermon, but not quite like Bible class. Because Bible class, we open this thing, and oftentimes we will be in one chapter, and we just dig, and we talk, and we learn, and we understand. And it matters if you're in Bible class. I teach a class across the street on Sunday mornings. You know, when Jerry Bullard makes comments in class, when Darla makes comments, when Susan Holland makes comments, it matters. Each one who's there, when they contribute something to the class, it matters. They fit in the class. Small groups, it's important that we fit in with a small group. We have a scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:21. It says, "The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you." So Jesus uses an analogy to teach that we are individuals, but we fit to a larger group. And he uses the body, parts of the body. Now, this past week, we used Legos and talked about how Legos fit. Let me tell you, it took a while for me to fit these together this morning. Believe this or not, these are heavy. No laughs at all. You know good and well I didn't do that. It's been up all week. Legos sometimes are hard to fit together. In a body of different members and this many members, sometimes it's hard to fit together. But Scripture reminds us we fit. We must fit. We're part of the whole. If we read down in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 25, it says, "So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." Small groups help us to get to know each other, unlike anything else we do. Small groups are really unique for us in that they put us in a setting on a Sunday night, typically Sunday nights, oftentimes in homes. They put us in a setting where we can not only study together, pray together, but we can get to know each other. I love seeing members closely connected, just talking. I mean, you can observe people and tell quite a bit about what's going on. And I see people talking. I see John and Amber, Tom and Karen, the Tedfords and the Sisms talking. And I see closeness. And I know partly why they're close is because every Sunday night they spend time together. They're in the same small group. They spend time together. They've prayed together. They've shared things with each other they haven't shared with me. They haven't shared with you. But they shared in their small group. And I want to encourage you to make efforts to fit into a small group. We have small groups, of course, I mentioned for the teens. College young professionals have a small group. Young families have a small group with young children. Older families, parents of teens. We have mixed ages in a small group. We have empty nester small groups for you to be able to fit. And that when you have trials, you can share them. When others have struggles or joys, you can share them. There's nothing quite like it. We need to fit in ministry. We need to be involved in ministry. Scripture teaches us that we don't have one minister here. We don't have two ministers here. We have 250 ministers here. Scripture teaches every Christian is a minister. The word minister just means servant. We've kind of made that mean a paid preacher or servant or minister of the church. But minister just means servant. And we are all to be servants. Romans 12:4 says, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So again, Paul's talking about the body, it fits together. But I love how he says we don't have the same function. What I do is not going to be the same as what you do. And when we serve in different ways. I love this past week watching people serve during VBS. Some were working with the young children. Some were working with food. Some were working getting people signed up. Some were working making sure the kids cross back and forth the street safely. Some were working in crafts. Some were working with the kids everywhere they went. We had one here this week, and they were here in case something broke in the building or grounds. Something, generally, if something breaks during VBS, we hit the panic button. We don't know who to call, maybe, because everyone's tied up doing something. We had someone here just available. We're different. And God knows that, but God's model is that each of us are involved doing something. And then we have a list here in verse 6. This isn't all the gifts, it's not all the things we do, but it's some of them. And I want to point out a few. Regarding service, I want you to know that we have a deacon over benevolence, Brian Benton, who benevolence meaning people's physical needs of the congregation. And oftentimes, maybe it's our older members, maybe not. Maybe it's a single mom. But people have needs, and we need service. We are wanting Brian to have a list of members. And if you were on this list, what that would mean is you're saying, there will be times when something is needed, and I would like the opportunity to help with it. Sometimes we need a lawn mowed. Sometimes we need things moved. Sometimes we need things repaired. And so he needs a list of people whose gift is service. You may not be the person to teach a class. You may not even be the person to lead a prayer, teach a kids class. But when we need help doing something physically to meet someone's physical needs, that may be you. And so connect with Brian and let him know so that at times he may send out an email that you're on. And if you're available and that's something you can do, you can do that. Teaching. Right now we generally struggle getting enough teachers for our children's classes. We have a new quarter coming up in September. I want you to know that some are gifted in teaching and some are not, but they teach. Not every one of our teachers, it may be especially gifted. I also want you to know some are gifted and they never knew it until they stepped out in faith and said, I'll try it. And so we need more teachers. We need Bible Hour leaders, people to teach Bible Hour for 1 month. We need that. We have a shortage of that right now. Contributing. We all contribute, but some are gifted in it. Some are God has blessed you financially and you're gifted in it. And we have missionaries that need additional funds right now. Some are gifted in leadership. Some are mercy. We need all of them. Are you connected? Do you feel like you're connected here? I want you to think this week about what God may be trying to do with you. Joel Hendricks made this out of Legos. And you can see that they're not all the same size. They're not all the same color. But it took all of them to make this. We are the body of Christ. And God is trying to take each one of us and He's trying to fit us in the body. And some Legos don't go in quite easily. They take a little more effort to fit. Some they don't go here. That's not going to work here. That will go over here. My question for you is, have you fit in with part of what the church is about, but there's other places that God is trying to fit you? Maybe you fit in to worship, but God is trying to guide you and lead you to fit into Bible class. Maybe God's trying to guide you to fit into a small group. Maybe God is trying to help you fit into ministry and serve. I ask that you would reflect on what is God trying to do with you. How is He trying to fit you somewhere to make the body stronger? And so think about that this week. We're going to sing a song in a minute, offer an invitation. If you're here this morning and there's something heavy on your heart, we would love for you to come and let us know what it is. We'll pray with you as a group. If there's someone here that's ready to give their life to Christ, ready to have their sins washed away, we'd love nothing better than to help with that and celebrate with that. So if there's something you need, we'd ask that you come now while we stand and sing.